AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran is threatening a response after the U.S. Navy seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The U.S. Navy's forcible seizure of an Iranian-flagged cargo ship has thrown into doubt an announcement from President Donald Trump that U.S. negotiators will head to Pakistan on Monday for another round of talks with Iran. Trump's announcement on Sunday had raised hopes of extending a fragile ceasefire, while Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson adds Tehran does not have plans yet to attend any talks with the U.S. Trump had said the cargo ship had been stopped by blowing a hole in the engine room and that U.S. Marines had custody of the vessel, named Tuska, and were seeing what's on board. Iran's Joint Military Command says Tehran will respond soon and called the U.S. seizure an act of piracy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The seizure was the first interception since the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports began last week. Oil prices climbed more than 5% as a standoff between Iran and the U.S. prevented tankers from using the Strait of Hormuz. In Shreveport, Louisiana, a man killed 8 children, including 7 of his own, and shot 2 women on Sunday. The gunman, identified as 31-year-old Shamar Elkins, died after a police pursuit that ended with officers shooting him. Police spokesperson Chris Bordelon says detectives were confident the shooting was entirely a domestic incident. Authorities say the attack was the nation's deadliest shooting in more than 2 years. A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Sanriku in northern Japan. The Japan Meteorological Agency issued a tsunami alert in the region. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on a weekend meeting between New York's Mayor Zoran Mamdani and former President Barack Obama.
Singing with and reading to preschoolers in the Bronx, and there was the private meeting between the Democratic Socialist mayor and the Democratic former president, who's offered to be a sounding board for the rising political star. The two not taking questions, except if they came from children, Obama joking about Mamdani's age.
You just made the mayor feel really old.
This comes as a 34-year-old is also building a working relationship with Republican President Trump, the two meeting twice at the White House. However, last week, Trump posting on social media, Mamdani was destroying New York with his taxing policies and making another threat to pull federal funding. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.